our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn's an ordained minister who left the very good church he was at so he could spend full time studying and educating the American people about the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in. And we are involved in a spiritual battle. There are supernatural forces out there. Lynn has put together two excellent DVDs, which we carry, Watchers 1 and Watchers 2. And now we have Watchers 3, which I was watching last night, going into this other dimension, this spiritual dimension, that is influencing the playing out of events here in America and throughout the world. Good morning, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm great, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Why don't you pick up the story from there?
Well, in Watchers 3, we certainly covered lots of what we believe are fingerprints of the supernatural. Interestingly enough, some news just came out with the Shroud of Turin, which I find incredible. And we need to wade through this a little bit. Scientists have looked at the image, and the only way they're able to reproduce even a facsimile of it is with UV lasers. Now, that's not to say that there was a supernatural occurrence. There's no way to vet that. But what they've sort of established is that it appears that the Shroud of Turin could not have been made in the 13th century. They just didn't have the equipment or the materials, certainly not UV lasers from the 13th century. What I find even more interesting with that, And I, of course, believe that the Shroud of Turin is the real deal. And I don't worship it or venerate it as a relic or anything like that. I'm aware that the Catholics are famous for this and the bones of the saints and all this other crazy nonsense. But I believe it's the real deal. And in Watchers 3, we interviewed a particle physicist. Her name is Dame Isabel Piksak. Just astounding interview with this woman. She's also a world-class muralist. Her paintings hang in the Vatican and museums all over the world. And she was knighted for her efforts. That's why Dame Isabel Piksak. She looked at the Shroud. She studied the Shroud. She's what I would consider an amateur sinologist, someone who studies the Shroud of Turin. And she weighs in and says with absolute certainty, and remember, this is a particle physicist, so she's got that scientific brain. Also, she's a world-class muralist. There is no paint on the Shroud. There's no medium to carry the particles of paint on the Shroud. It is an unbroken entity, unity. In other words, from top to bottom, whatever this thing is, whatever this image is, it's unbroken. It's not drawn by the hand of man in any way, shape, or form. Dame Isabel also believes, Dame Piksak also believes, that the Shroud may contain information that heralds another physics, which we know nothing about. In other words, she believes that at the moment of resurrection, the body was levitated in the tomb. There was zero gravity. Time and space, as we know it, ceased to exist. And there was a true event horizon. because of several facts that she noted. This is all her discovery. She made models of this and wrote a paper on it and presented it, I think, in Denver several years back. But the bottom line is she believes that there was a true event horizon. And the reason how she concludes this is she examined the shroud and she realized that the body should have been more than likely placed on this a hard stone slab. And thus you would see the indentation from the weight of the body pressing on the shoulder blades and, of course, the buttocks. But you don't see that in the shroud. In fact, the shroud shows nothing like that. There's no indentation where the weight of the body has indented the muscles in the shoulder area and, of course, the buttocks. It's not there. So from that, she theorizes, and also because of the frontal and dorsal image on the shroud. Remember, the shroud was wrapped in this body, so the cloth lay underneath the body, and, of course, the cloth was on top of the body, and this produced the image. What's interesting, and Dame Pixek points this out, and I believe she's the first person to do so, there is no correlation between the frontal image and the dorsal image. They are two separate, distinct images. They do not correspond to one another at all. How can that possibly be? In other words, one doesn't wrap into the other, and the frontal doesn't wrap into the dorsal. They are two completely different images, which means, according to Dame Pixek's theory, that there was a true event horizon, meaning that it's sort of like a reverse Big Bang. Time, space, as we know, it stops. Gravity stops. The body was levitated off that slab. The shroud was pulled taut, and in a flash, in an instant, the body dematerialized in what she believes are infinite points of light. And that burst of light is what produced the image on the shroud. And remember, Dame Pixek came up with this years before the Italian scientist team, the team of Italian scientists, I think a week ago, 10 days ago, whatever, declared that they believe that some burst of, like, UV light may have caused this image on the shroud. Now, that's not to say they don't know how it was done. They're just saying the closest they can come to it is UV light. And, of course, that wasn't available in the 13th century. So those are just some of the topics that we discuss in Watchers 3, Fingerprints of the Supernatural.
Now, but you talk about the 13th century, but whatever occurred, if this is a manifestation of the death and resurrection of our Lord, would have to have been in the first century, right?
Dr. Sam, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you. You're really...
Well, the event that created the picture of the form on the shroud would have to have occurred in the first century. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I believe the shroud dates back to the first century. I believe it's 2,000 years old. I would go as far to say that it's God's calling card. I believe it is literally forensic evidence of what happened, and it parallels the gospel accounts exactly. I mean, people will quibble over certain things like, well, the nail holes come in the back of the wrist, not the palms, as traditionally depicted. But it's been shown and proven that the spike came in at the palm and was angled and comes at the back of the wrist, and that would anchor that hand between the bones in the wrist and anchor that hand to the cross. Otherwise, if you just put it in the palm straight through, it would just rip out. The body's weight would just rip the hand through the nail. And of course, that's not what we see. The shroud bears incredible forensic evidence. The scourging was extremely brutal. I mean, just savage. The figure on the shroud, the man on the shroud, literally was tortured by experts. These guys, this was not their first flogging, and he was flogged in all parts of his body.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about his latest video presentation, Watchers 3, which discusses the supernatural events that can be documented that appear to be taking place at this time. Most people, certainly raised in a secular society, do not believe that supernatural events are legitimate. I do, because I believe, of course, the Bible tells us there are supernatural events, that there are people like mediums and diviners and certainly fortune tellers and astrologers. We are told to avoid them, but we're told to know that they're there. And certainly, if you want to understand the things that are happening politically today, you have to understand this supernatural world that is moving behind the world we live in. Well, then, what are some of the other events you cover in your new DVD, Watchers 3?
Well, there's a whole list of things that we cover in what we call Fingerprints of the Supernatural. We discussed the two-sun phenomena. In other words, people have been recording on video what appears to be two suns in the sky. Of course, that's some of it we vetted, and it's lens flare or images bouncing around in bus windows like the one in China, for instance, or atmospheric conditions like the one in Europe where it appears to be three suns. It's really only one sun, but because of the particles in the atmosphere, you get reflections, and so it appears like three suns are coming up, but that's not the case. There's one from Scotland that it's got us mystified, and this guy took it with his cell phone, and it appears to be another image next to the sun. I mean, it's not a lens flare. This thing moves a little bit. It's not a reflection or anything else, and that one's got us stumped. We're not sure what we're looking at. But from there, we go into the Torah codes, and it's sort of like Torah code 101. In the sense that we know that there seems to be an encrypted message within the Torah itself. A perfect example of this is when we do an equal letter skip of 50 letters in the Torah. Remember, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. So when we go in the book of Genesis, when we count 50 letters, it spells Torah. If we go to Deuteronomy and work backwards, you skip 49 letters and it spells Torah. If you go to the Exodus, right, from Genesis into Exodus, go 50 letters, it spells Torah. Numbers is 49. When you get to Leviticus, which is the middle book, you skip eight letters. Eight and gematria is the number of perfection. When you skip eight letters, you get the word Hashem, which means the name. I am that I am. It's just, is that coincidence? I don't think so. There seems to be, and remember, you know, there's a lot of skepticism with this, and people who I've never done any research or a modicum of research into the Torah codes, immediately dismiss it. And yet we've got a supernatural element that we celebrate things like Christmas, which we just did, and And then a few months after Christmas, we'll celebrate the resurrection, which I would talk about the Shroud of Turin. So we look at these things and we just dismiss them. Oh, the Shroud of Turin must be a fake, and we're not supposed to have idols, and God wouldn't, you know, we're not supposed to create images of you know, God and all this stuff. Well, you know, I realize that's one of the commandments, but getting back to the Shroud, if he has a portrait of himself, he's not violating his own commandments, so to speak. It's kind of interesting the way that works. But in the Torah codes, what I find fascinating is that in the Old Testament, we have this enigmatic artifact known as the ephod. And the ephod, the high priest wore, and it had 12 stones, and each they were gemstones. And they were representative of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the high priest would ask questions, and the stones would light up. And each stone had, like, certain letters to it, and the priest would interpret what God was telling them through the ephod. I mean, if that's not supernatural, I don't know what is. In fact, it almost sounds like some sort of a New Age parlor trick. I mean, it really does when you stop and think about it. Except the ephod was in place and set in place by the Most High God. It was a way that he communicated after Moses. With Moses, he communicated face to face. But after that, it stopped. And so the high priest would wear the ephod. All that was swept away when the temple was raised in the Babylonian captivity and all that. It was just, all of it was just lost. And so we don't have the ephod anymore. Now in this modern era, we have something that's sort of similar to it in a way, and that is the Torah codes. With the advent of the computer, we can search the Torah. And there's some fascinating codes that come up. I'll just give you one that we cover in Watchers 3, Fingerprints of the Supernatural. One and a very tight matrix of letters. It says, and it comes over the plain text, where the plain text first, and 3,000 men perished that day. 3,000 perished that day. That's over the plain text. That's where Dathan, the earth opens up when they're out in Sinai with Moses. Moses comes down off the mountain and, you know, smashes the tablets, and the earth opens up, and 3,000 are swallowed by the earth. That's the plain text. Over that is this incredible matrix, Bin Laden, Twin Towers, cursed is he. All that is in the plain text. Hashem will redeem. And then in the plain text, you see 3,000. So in other words, the Torah code had the figure of the dead before we tallied up the dead. So when you start looking at Torah codes like that, and let me just a word of warning or a caveat. In no way should the Torah codes ever usurp the plain text. I'm not saying it should, but we find it interesting that in these latter days, this has now come to light, and that's one of the things we talk about. We also go to the Arab Spring, and we postulate that, you know, why is it that millions, and I realize, you know, there's machinations going on and, you know, Machiavellian stuff and back-filled, smoke-filled rooms and all this stuff. I get all that. There's a cabal, like you talk about in your book, Dr. Stan, a brotherhood of darkness, and there's this loose cabal of Luciferians, and I believe that. And they're pulling the strings. But what's interesting is, why are millions of people all across the Middle East simultaneously rising up and revolting against their governments? And we've seen Tunisia, Libya, Egypt fall. Now Assad, Bashar Assad in Syria is desperately grasping and holding on, trying to hold on to the reins of his power. Jordan unstable. Saudi Arabia is paying off their people not to riot. So we see the entire Middle East erupting. And I would pose the question, is there a supernatural element to this? And my answer to that is yes, there is a supernatural element to this stuff. We know that the mystery of iniquity is working and will continue to work until he is taken out of the way. Satan and the Luciferic agenda has not been asleep. And what's interesting, in Tunisia is Sharia law. In Egypt, the Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood, again, took a majority of votes. And it's going to be Sharia. It's going to be an Islamic, a loosely held Islamic caliphate in all these states. There will be no springboard to democracy. Now we see Iraq descending into sectarian violence. And with one end goal, all these guys are saying death to Israel, death to Israel. So all eyes are on Israel, just like Scripture tells us will happen in the last days. And for those of you who are getting sucked into the 2012 nonsense with the Mayan calendar, that, in my opinion, is a total red herring. The place to watch is the Middle East, specifically Israel and the Jewish people. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble, not the time of Bob, Fred, and Ernie's trouble. And it's done that. It's called that for a reason, because the seven-year period that we're about to go into focuses and is all around Israel. If you don't believe that, good luck, then you're into the replacement theology camp, and let me know how that works out for you. But Scripture and prophecy is screaming at us from the Middle East. I had a conversation with a woman yesterday who actually heard me on your show, Dr. Stanis. So she called, and we conversed, and she was lamenting the fact that, you know, all her friends, she lives in Dearborn, Michigan, that there's really not too many believers who believe what you and I talk about on your show, that we're moving into the latter days. And, you know, people don't want to hear about it. Most people are living with their head in the sand, and it's all going to be okay, and, you know, don't confuse me with the facts type of stuff. But we talked for, I'd say, a half an hour and prayed at the end, and I think she was encouraged by the conversation, because she realizes that there are other believers out there who realize that there is a supernatural element to what is going on this planet, and it's not going away. In fact, it's ramping up. Over the weekend, there was a program which basically took our watchers to Signs in the Heavens and Earth and just copied it, not verbatim. I mean, they did their own production, but it was on the Discovery Channel. It was 2011, you know, record-setting weather all across the globe. And that's, of course, what we talked about in Watchers 2. And there's a supernatural element to this. And that, of course, Discovery Channel never goes there. They'll just say that there's records being broken. Well, why are records being broken? Because this is exactly what we're told. Yeshua Jesus tells us this: wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, and troublesome times. Men think from fear from what is coming on the earth. And we're here. We're in it. And yet the church, for the most part, some aspects of it, some denominations are beginning to wake up. I'm speaking more this year than I ever had before. And we're getting, every two or three days, someone calls and wants me to speak at their church or gathering or prophecy conference or whatever. So it's great. People are starting to wake up and realize that we're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, I think it is exciting that there is an increased awareness of the supernatural element that is taking place. Certainly, most people want to live in the here and now, read the scriptures without understanding that they are real. There is a supernatural element to everything, and we are entering what I believe is just probably the most important period in history. And I think the world as we know it is going to cease to exist. What are your thoughts? Do you think we're entering into a period of chaos and crisis?
What are my thoughts regarding what, Dr. Stan?
Are we entering into a period of chaos and crisis? In other words, are things going to change and change dramatically?
Well, I think in 2012, look, the Mayan calendar, go back to that real quick. It's just a red herring. Yeah, we're already seeing all this stuff. It has nothing to do with the Mayan calendar. But what it does is it sucks people away from looking at biblical prophecy. I think we're poised at the perfect storm. In other words, with the euro will more than likely slide into oblivion. With the collapse of the euro, the dollar can't be far behind. Gerald Celente recently came out with a video clip, which I find very alarming, but I also believe is completely accurate. He talks about a planned bank holiday in this country. In other words, you won't be able to pull your money out of the bank. Now, we've already seen this in countries over in Europe where the banks close and they declare a bank holiday. And I'm not going to counsel anyone. You know, you got to look at and decide what to do. But if the euro goes and the dollar goes, you know, this is just funny money. And I remember when I was at a conference last year in Canada, Dr. Stan, and people are coming up to the book table and paying Canadian money. And I'm looking at this stuff going like, what's this? This is monopoly money to me. I've never seen Canadian money. I don't travel in Canadian money. I don't trade in Canadian money. It's just paper with some, you know, colored paper with some guy on it and, you know, a number. Well, what is that to me? Nothing. But see, here in America, well, we get those $20 bills and we're so short it's backed up. It's not backed up by anything. You know, is there gold in Fort Knox? Who knows at this point? It's worthless paper. And so I would, you know, we've got a little bit, you know, in precious metals, you know, more in food than anything else. But look, if there is a bank holiday, if a dollar collapses, we're all in the same boat. But out of this chaos, this new world order will rise. And I think it's a perfect storm in the sense that it may go something like this. And I'm not a prophet, but here's certainly a viable scenario. We know this week, and by the way, I wrote this in my blog, 8 months ago, that the Iranians had one military option offensively, and that, of course, was to close the Straits of Hormuz. As I speak, the Iranians are conducting war games in the Straits of Hormuz, in the Arabian Sea, to close the Straits of Hormuz. That's what they're doing. They're practicing war games. When they do that, they impact the global financial infrastructure because 30 to 40% of the world's oil comes through the Straits of Hormuz. The Iranians also have cells in Yemen. Yemen has another choke point called the Gate of Tears. So if they close those two choke points, they block essentially 50 to 60% of the world's oil. So that will send barrels of oil, $300, $400, $500 a barrel, who knows how far it will go. That could collapse our economy, certainly could collapse the euro. And at that point, you know, if the Iranians are doing that, we're already in World War III. All hell will break loose in the Middle East.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Lynn Mizuli.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lynn Mizuli. If you have a question for Lynn, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. We carried Lynn's books, the Nephilim Trilogy, over his book, Policy, a Pipe Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We carry his book, Alien Interviews, which is interviews with people who have interviewed people who claim they've had alien abductions, and neither Lynn nor I believe these are alien abductions, but simply supernatural manifestations of the other dimension. They're not aliens from outer space. They are foreign to our way of thinking, but they are supernatural beings. We carry his DVDs, Watchers 1, Watchers 2, and now Watchers 3. And you can contact my ministry at 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Lynn, how can people get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to talk to you?
Well, the best way, Dr. Stan, is if they just go to lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and from there there's links to the blog. But the landing page is lamarzulli.net, and that's where you can apprise yourself of all the information that we sell.
All right, fine. That's lamarzulli.net, and you'll be fascinated by Lynn's material because there really is a supernatural realm out there. We are involved in a spiritual battle, between good and evil. And believe me, evil seems to be doing fairly well at the present time. Well, if you have a question, and your number is 877-254-7524, but I really believe this coming year is going to see dramatic changes, whether it's going to lead to war with Iran, or whether it's going to lead to war with other Muslim nations, whether it's going to see the collapse of the euro and then the collapse of the dollar, no one has any specific knowledge, but everything certainly seems to point in those directions. And if we do get into a war with Iran, which are powerful forces that want, and it's totally illogical, I mean, certainly, well, we're already at war with Iran. We've actually paid an organization known as MEK $400 million to overthrow the government of Iran. That is an act of war. Certainly, we are overflying their country with our drones. That is an act of war. Someone is assassinating their government officials and their nuclear scientists. That is an act of war. Someone recently blew up one of their entire military facilities, whether it was Israel, whether it was the United States. I don't know, but it was an act of war. We were applying sanctions to Iran. That is an act of war. And just as sanctions forced the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor in 1941, so eventually sanctions will force a reaction from Iran, perhaps closing the port to the Straits of Hormuz, which, of course, will have a profound impact on the European economy, which is already having severe problems. Well, Lynn, what are some of the other things that are important that you think should be brought to our listeners' attention today? What are some of the other things you cover in Watchers 3?
Well, I appreciate, again, you talking about Watchers 3, but well, we sit down with Stan Deo in a one-on-one interview with him, and we found that just fascinating because Stan took a look at some of the images that we're seeing out in deep space. So there was one in particular that that really caught his attention. This object is moving very quickly around the sun, and we're not sure what it is. One of the other people that we interviewed is Deborah Sontag, who showed us that NASA seems to be redacting images from the twin SOHO satellites, which are out in space, which are taking the sun, pictures of the sun. why are they doing this? You know, what are they hiding? And she showed us slide after slide after slide where she would go in and there'd be an image there, something that shouldn't have been there, moving very quickly. It wasn't a satellite. And then, you know, come back several hours later and the image is redacted. In other words, there's black checker marks over where the image was. So NASA seems to be doing this, and, you know, we're not sure exactly why. One image that she showed, and we showed this again to Standeo, and he was taken aback by the speed in which this image moved from in front of the sun, directly behind the sun, and traversed behind the sun in about 2 days. And as Stan says in the DVD, man, that thing's, whatever it is, it's moving extremely fast. So, you know, those are some of the topics that we discuss in Watchers 3. You know, again, it's called Fingerprints of the Supernatural, and the whole thrust of the DVD is to try to alert people and awaken people to the fact that there is a supernatural, that something is going on, that we believe that the supernatural is manifesting and manifesting in very overt ways and will continue to do so. We've talked about this before on your show, but one of the most startling interviews we have is with Dr. Roger Lear, who's taken out implants from people who have claimed to have been abducted by aliens. And, of course, we don't believe these are aliens from the Pleiades or Zeta Reticuli. We believe that these are fallen angels masquerading as such, part of what I've come to term the coming great deception. He took out his 16th implant, and they took this thing to a laboratory and or a machine shop, and they had the hardest file that they had known to man, and they couldn't put a groove in the thing. They then moved the implant into a laboratory, and they cut the thing open with a laser beam. And lo and behold, inside this thing, they find carbon nanotubes and other partitions, which they have no idea what they're doing. There seems to be, and this is still up for grabs, it's funny how we, because Richard and I interviewed different people, we took some of the information that Dr. Lear had, and we gave it to Professor Haralick, who is one of the he's invented algorithms for the Tor code protocols, and he's just a brilliant genius mathematician. He's a university professor, and Professor Haralick theorized that maybe this thing is running what these numbers are is running at 300 gigahertz. This is the clock speed. In other words, this is a mini computer. And it's running about 100 times faster than the fastest computer we have on this planet. The fastest computer we have is about 3.5 gigahertz. This thing's running at 300 gigahertz. So I'm not sure exactly how all that works, but it's an interesting theory. If it's true, if it vets out that this thing actually is a supercomputer. When I asked Dr. Roger Lear, and this was startling to me, Dr. Stan, and we talked about this on your show.
Hold that, Lynn. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. And, of course, if you have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Is there a supernatural element in the world? I believe there is. Certainly, Dr. Lair, who Lynn is mentioning, and he actually shows his interview with him in his, some of his previous DVDs. He interviews Dr. Lair again, and Dr. Lair has actually removed 16 of these chips, the people who said they've been abducted by aliens. I believe they're supernatural beings from the other dimension. And that they have been implanted, and he's actually removed these implants. They're real. You can touch them. They have a different chemical makeup, something that no one has ever seen before. Who do we have calling?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing?
You know, this is a little bit different than the implants you were talking about, but you had a guest on, I think, last week or the week before. He was also a minister, and you guys were talking about Christmas. And you said something about the real date of the birth of Christ was in September. Could you help me understand that, or did I misunderstand what you said the first time?
No, Lynn, would you like to comment on this? I mean, we celebrate.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You guys said, well, maybe Christmas was closer to September. I mean, the birth of Christ.
Right.
I'll listen now because that intrigued me. I'd never heard it. Thank you.
No, basically, we celebrate Christmas in December because this was an ancient pagan holiday. Now, of course, they bring this up because they want to destroy our enjoyment of Christmas. Basically, it doesn't matter when we celebrate it. It's the acknowledgement of the birth of our Savior. And just as Easter was timed to correspond with certain pagan holidays, the Christmas tree came from pagan beliefs, but that doesn't detract from them. There are traditions, and they are an acknowledgement of the birth of our Savior. It doesn't matter when Christ was born. Lynn, I'm sure you've looked into this. What would your comments be?
Well, I certainly have. December 25th is you got to remember that, I'm actually thinking about a new book here. It's called Escaping the Matrix, and part of what the Matrix is, other than the movie, of course, which most of us have seen, our feast days, like December 25th, which are actually rooted in pagan roots. It has nothing to do with the birth of the Messiah. All this was tagged into the ancient Roman festival Saturnalia, which even goes back further to the ancient Babylonian mystery schools. things like Christmas trees, Yule logs, mistletoe, the giving of gifts, all this stuff has nothing to do with the birth of Christ. And it's been what Catholicism basically did is just kind of tag, well, we'll make December 25th the birth of Jesus, and he wasn't born December 25th. There's people dispute when he was born, and that's sort of ancillary. We really don't know. There's different theories, but it certainly wasn't December 25th. Again, this is an ancient Roman festival called the Saturnalia. It also celebrates the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice. So that's what all this is. And then what's even more of a travesty, and I'm guilty of this, when you think about it, we tell our kids, instruct them in this ridiculous mythical figure known as Santa Claus, who flies all over and gives them presents, and they believe this stuff. They go to Santa, and they sit on his lap, and they tell him what he wants, and it's good. And then, you know, when you're around 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever,
we tell them, oh, by the way, there is no such thing as Santa Claus. So in other words, we lie to our kids. I mean, just think about it. We lie to our kids with this ridiculous figure, Santa Claus, and then, you know, they discover that it's all a lie. And it's like, well, why would my parents do this? It's like, but we're all trapped in the matrix, you see. We go through this stuff because, well, we were brought up this way, and our grandparents were brought up this way, and this is just how we do it. And no one stops to think that, oh, my gosh, we're celebrating. This is paganism. And I realize, you know, when you say that to people, because Christmas, you know, you got the lights and the tree and the trains and all this stuff. I like all that. Nothing wrong with it. But unfortunately, it has nothing to do with the birth of Christ. And but that's, and, you know, we tell people this when they get all hot and bothered. Of course, what we should be celebrating, going back to the Jewish roots, is Hanukkah, the Festival of All Lights.
But, Sydney, don't let that spoil your Christmas for you.
Mm-hmm.
You and I acknowledge the birth of our Lord, and it has been grafted, unfortunately, onto a pagan source. But there are people who want to destroy our traditions, but they really want to destroy any acknowledgement of Christ. So they confuse the issues. We have to understand it as intelligent individuals, but don't let them spoil Christmas for you, okay? I guess we lost our guest.
Well, Dr. Stan, I can't hear you at all at this point. You're so far back, I can't hear a thing you're saying. I'm sorry.
Okay, I know. We've got a bad line. Well, we have another caller. Who's calling?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. It's Susie again.
Okay,
listen,
Susie.
I grew up in the Catholic Church, and never once did they say that Jesus was really born in September. They celebrate the birth of Christ as December 25th. They never once told me he was born in September. And I'm not I won't say that I know the Bible frontwards and backwards, but I never read it there either. So,
the
Catholic Church has me so upset these days that I won't even walk in there anymore because they try and tell you how to vote. They try and tell you to do this, do that. don't vote for this because it undermines the family, and then the pedophile priest is in the church.
We live in a fallen world, Susie, but don't let them spoil our holidays. Understand, it doesn't matter when Christ was born. The important thing was he was born. He did live a flawless life. He was
if it doesn't matter when he was born, then why don't they just tell you the truth?
Right. Anyway, God bless, and don't let
thank
them,
you.
You're more than
bye.
Welcome. We have another caller. Who's calling in? Oh, we're out of time. Lynn Marzulli, thank you so much for being
thanks
with
us. Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. God bless. Merry Christmas.
and Merry Christmas to you, too, and may you have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest was Lynn Marzulli. If you'd like to get his books, that's the Nephilim Trilogy, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. That's Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because you can't understand anything happening politically today unless you understand that there is a supernatural element to it, and these demonic forces have infiltrated our whole political system, every aspect of life in America today. They have their covens working at the highest levels of our government. I mean, how do you explain things like the murder of Jean-Blaine Ramsey? Remember the little girl in Colorado? And, of course, they took a lot of the detectives off the case because they were getting close to the source of the murder. And to this day, nobody's been ever indicted. And there are many people who believe there was a satanic element to the sacrifice of Jean-Benet Ramsey. And this is not uncommon. We have, of course, the Bohemian Grove, where there's a famed human sacrifice every year. If you've read the book, if you've got our four-tape set of interviews with Malachi Martin, one of them is on his book, The Windswept House, that opens, it's a fictional book, of course, it opens with the story of a human sacrifice, the sacrifice of a child in the basement of the Vatican. And talking to Father Malachi Martin off the air, he said, yes, it's true. I had to write about it in fictional form and name the various bishops and cardinals who were involved in these satanic practices. I had to use false names for them. But everything in that book is true. If you haven't heard our four set of my interviews with Father Malachi Martin, they're available from Radio Liberty. We have Lynn's Marzulli's DVDs, Watchers 1, Watchers 2, now Watchers 3, his book on the alien interviews, and that's interviews with people who have interviewed the people who say they've been abducted by aliens. Our telephone number, if you'd like any or all of these, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, send me a listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And remember, we are involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle. So we hope you'll listen. We hope you'll encourage others to listen. And then that you'll pray for America. That you'll pray for revival in this nation. That you'll pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. And pray for Ron Paul. He's risking his life to try to get the information out. But then, of course, we ask you to pray specifically for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Because we are on the front lines of a battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular